We are continuing in the 27th chapter of Ezekiel. In this 27th chapter, Ezekiel is giving a lamentation about Tyre, grieving over the loss of this great city. And in the last part of the chapter, he's going to show the total destruction of the city. But in this portion, he is giving the glories of Tyre. And last time we'd gotten through the 11th verse, and beginning with the 12th verse, he's going to show the various countries, nations, and isles that Tyre traded with, and also going to name the merchandise that was used in that trade. So in these next 14 verses, we have many cities named, and as a matter of fact, many of these cities have ancient names, and Bible scholars are really not agreed upon where they're located. So we're not going to go into the detail of trying to locate all of these cities, since there is really no definite knowledge about that. However, we do find that in this particular passage, there are more cities named together than we find in any other scripture. And so some think that this chapter gives much light to the first account that we have of the settlement of the nations after the flood, which is found in Genesis, the 10th chapter. So rather than try to place and give modern names to all these places that are mentioned here, we're simply going to talk about the things that we can learn as facts from this chapter. As we read from what Ezekiel says, we do not have any reason to think that Ezekiel had firsthand knowledge of these things. He had been a relatively young man when he was taken captive some 11 years before, and he'd been confined to the country of Babylon. And so we know then that this is God speaking, because Ezekiel is speaking here as though he had been the comptroller of the port into which all of these great amounts of goods were brought into Tyre. So this is God speaking, and God is well aware of the affairs and interchange that occurs among the nations. So beginning with verse 12, Tarshish was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of all kinds of riches. Now Tarshish is a city that is mentioned several times in the Bible, and there's a little bit of obscurity as to the location of it, but it's most generally agreed that the great trading city of Tarshish was probably in the southern part of Spain. They had ships that would travel great distances and carry many kinds of merchandise. It originally was a Phoenician city, and the Phoenician word for Tarshish actually means mine or smelter. So that it's thought that Tarshish was a place where much mining was carried on, and consequently this was one of the reasons why it was so famous and why it had the ability to carry on a lot of trade itself. So the ships of Tarshish are famous because of their great ability to travel and carry great amount of merchandise. So he says, Tarshish was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of all kinds of riches, with silver, iron, tin, and lead they traded in thy fairs. So we see some of the goods here named that were brought into Tyre, which came from Tarshish. Then in verse 13, Javan, Tubal, and Meshesh, they were thy merchants. They traded the persons of men and vessels of brass in thy market. Now here are some cities we do not know the origin of, but they traded with slaves as well as vessels of brass. So we see the great variety of things that pass through Tyre. The basic commodities that are necessary for the development and industry of nations, silver, iron, tin, lead, and brass, and then also they traded in the persons of men. There were slaves also brought through here. And it is a sad thing to note that many of those who are great in the commerce of nations and the commerce of men also allow themselves to be used as agents for deplorable types of merchandise. And here when we're trading the persons of men, we're talking about slave trade. And There's just no way that we can look back on history and give praise to anybody who would be involved in slave trading. But Tyre was, and these slaves passed through their market just like the other goods did. Verse 14, they of the house of Togarmah traded in the affairs with horses and horsemen and mules. So we see another area of the world that specialized in the trading of animals here, horses and horsemen and mules. Verse 15, the men of Dedan were thy merchants. Many isles were the merchandise of thine hand. They brought thee for a present horns of ivory and ebony. So we see now some things that are named that are not so necessary. They are luxuries, and it seems that these countries brought them for a present. Brought thee for a present horns of ivory and ebony. They gave this to Tyre to use in decorative manners, but it was a gift from one nation to another. Verse 16, Syria was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of the wares of thy making. They occupied in thy fairs with emeralds, purple, embroidered work, and fine linen, and coral and agate. Now, we see Syria trading with things here that really were luxuries. The vast majority of the people in the world lived without these things. They were not necessary. Emeralds, purple, embroidered work, and fine linen, and coral and agate. And here again, we note that in the affairs of the world, many of the things that are looked upon as being valuable and of great price and having a great value in the market are really things that are simply luxuries. They're not necessities, but they're a part of the general picture of the commerce of mankind. Then he names Judah in verse 17, and let's notice the kind of merchandise they traded. Judah and the land of Israel, they were thy merchants. They traded in thy market wheat of Minnith and Penang and honey and oil and balm. Now Judah and Israel were allowed to trade with other nations. We see that this was something that was not condemned here by God, so that God's people can carry on commerce with those of the world as long as they do the things that are appropriate to a servant of God. As long as they do not violate any of God's commands, they can do this. And the merchandise that they traded were not the baubles and luxuries, but they traded in the things that were the basic necessities. They traded in with honey and oil and balm, and they traded wheat. And of course, this nation of Israel was famous for its wheat. It is called a land of wheat in Deuteronomy 8, verse 8, and it is said to have had the fat of kidneys of wheat in Deuteronomy 22, verse 14. And as we know, wheat is one of the basic commodities of mankind. So God's people did trade with them, and they traded in things that were basically useful and needed things. They also traded in honey and oil and balm, and this word for balm can also mean rosin. They're all useful things and not serving to pride or luxury. We'd like to also note that this land of Israel, from which these staple commodities came, was referred to as the glory of all lands. It was the land which God reserved for His peculiar people. And it was not like those lands that traded in spices and precious stones. In verse 18, he names Damascus. Damascus was thy merchant in the multitude of the wares of thy making, for the multitude of all riches, in the wine of Helbon and white wool. Now we notice another thing here about Tyre, and that is that they also had wares of their making. They were also a manufacturing city to a certain extent, so that some of their trade consisted of the things that they manufactured, things that they made, and then after they produced them, they traded them with the other nations. And we see that it's necessary for a nation to truly be great to be able to produce things of their own. For each nation is able to produce something that other nations are in need of. Other nations are not able to produce at all or as well, and consequently then this makes them have some kind of a place that is needed in the marketplace. And this is among the general scheme of things which God has for the nations. Each nation, by using its own resources, its own abilities, its own workforce, can produce something that then will be in demand by other nations, and consequently then they can participate in world commerce. And we see in this passage where many nations are participating in trade with each other through this medium of Tyre, and each nation has something different to contribute. And this is among the grand scheme of things which God has for the nations, so that each one can participate with the others through some kind of trade, some kind of manufacture, some kind of natural resource that is more abundant in that nation or can be better produced in that nation. And so it keeps the economy of the world then intact, as each nation proves to have some dependence upon the other nations. So not only does he name in verse 18 the wares of thy making, but he talks about the multitude of all thy riches, so that whatever Tyre had could be used in exchange, in barter, for the things that came into it. So whatever a nation may manufacture or produce, it could export, but then by the same token, it had need to import things that it was lacking in. So the multitude of all thy riches then were among the things that could be chosen in trade or in return for what the nation produced. So it's very interesting the way this is described. Damascus was thy merchant in the multitude of the wares of thy making, for the multitude of all riches, in the wine of Helbon and in white wool. So there also is named here the use of the trade of wine and the white wool. Verse 19, Dan also and Javan, going to and fro, occupied in thy affairs. Bright iron, cassia, and calamus were in thy market. So he names these two countries, Dan and Javan, going to and fro. The people who traded with Tyre were those that had the ability to travel. They were merchants who could command ships, had the ability to haul goods at their disposal, and they were world travelers. They were people who were in the know so far as the affairs of the world go. And they were those that would be going to and fro. And, of course, Tyre would be included upon their agenda because Tyre was one of the favored marketplaces of the world. Verse 20, Dedan was thy merchant in precious clothes for chariots. Now, whatever kind of covering that they would use for chariots, here described as precious clothes, they got it from this place called Dedan. That seemed to be their specialty. Verse 21, Arabia and all the princes of Kedar, they occupied with thee in lambs and rams and goats. In these were they thy merchants. So this particular part of the world in Arabia and Kedar, they had the lambs and rams and goats. That was their specialty. That was the thing they had the most abundance of. And consequently, that's what they brought to Tyre to trade. Verse 22, the merchants of Sheba and Ramah, they were thy merchants. They occupied in thy affairs with chief of all spices and with all precious stones and gold. Now here are things that man places a high price upon, a high priority. They are the luxuries. They're the things that we can all live without. The chief of all spices and precious stones and gold. Yet you know that they got a good price for their goods. You know that they had a demand for their wares because these are some of the scarce things that men count as luxuries, and consequently it just depends upon where the priorities are, but many, many people place a high priority on these luxuries. Verse 23, Haran and Cana and Eden, the merchants of Sheba, Asher, and Calmed, were thy merchants. These were thy merchants in all sorts of things, in blue clothes, and embroidered work, and in chests of rich apparel, bound with cords, and made of cedar among thy merchandise. So he names many things in this verse that truly are among the luxuries also. talks about the blue clothes embroidered work, and Tyre was famous for its purple cloth or purple material. And not that Tyre had to make all of these, but they had the resources to obtain it from the countries that did make it, and then they could be a place where you could come in and have these things provided. Verse 25, the ships of Tarshish did sing of thee in thy market, and thou wast replenished and made very glorious in the midst of the seas. So we see as a result of all this ability to trade, as a result of all this merchandise that Tyre had access to, Tyre was considered to be a very glorious place. He talks about the ships of Tarshish did sing of thee in thy market. Tyre was given praise. Tyre was looked upon as a much desired city, a much sought after place to be and to have commerce with. And he says, and thou wast replenished and made very glorious in the midst of the seas. Now, for the Bible to describe somebody as being made very glorious, then we probably cannot tax our imagination enough to really know and really be able to describe the true glories that this city had. Made very glorious. And that thou wast replenished. That is, Tyre was well paid for what she did. All of this merchandise that passed through wasn't just a matter of doing somebody a favor and just a matter of doing a lot of hard work as a labor of love. Everything that Tyre handled, she got paid for. She received some kind of a commission, some kind of a profit out of it. And so she was replenished for the things that she did. She was a rich city. She had money, she had power, and she had glory. And of course, these are all the things that the world looks upon as being things of great value. And consequently, then she had the homage, the praise, the adoration, and the attention of the world. Now, as we look at this passage, one thing that we can observe is the wisdom of God, His goodness as the common father of mankind, in being able to make one country to abound in one commodity and another country to abound in another commodity, and so that all are more or less serviceable one to the other. What one doesn't have, another provides, so that each country is able to complement another in the community of nations. And so we see that providence dispenses its gifts variously, some to each and all to none, that there may be a mutual commerce among those whom God has made of one blood. And, of course, all these people then dwell upon the face of the earth. So each nation should be thankful to God for the productions of its country. Although it may not be as wealthy as another nation, nevertheless there is some need for its produce in the rest of the world. We can also notice here what a blessing that trade and commerce and merchandise are to mankind, for there are many things that we would not be able to have today if it were not for this industry of trading and of merchants. So although we may not be merchants ourselves, we should be thankful for the merchants, because it is through their industry that we are able to have the many, many things that we enjoy today. Today we can go into a store and have a great variety of things at our fingertips, things that we can afford to have. We can look in a catalog and see hundreds of items that are desirable things, needed things, even luxury, and these things are then available to us because of this industry of the merchants and merchandising and trading. And it was going on hundreds and hundreds of years ago. That's what Tyre was noted for, but still it is a necessity for us today to maintain the type of life that we have. God sees all this. God knows all this, and it's part of God's plan. I'd also like to notice that this description of Tyre, the mention of the great amount of merchandise that she had, and the eventual fall and destruction of Tyre, is very similar to what he says about the great Babylon, the apostate church, is mentioned in the book of Revelation. And many of the things in the 18th chapter of Revelation go hand in hand with what he says about Tyre. Although in Revelation he's talking about the apostate church. For example, in Revelation 18 verses 12 and 13, the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearl and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all thymon wood and all manner of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and of iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. So these are things that the modern Babylon trades in now, today. And of course he's talking about the apostate church, showing how that false religion is well into this thing of merchandising and trading and using it for personal gain and also for ability then to have power. And so we then today need to note that some of the most powerful things in the world in the way of merchandising are closely connected with this apostate church. And just as Tyre used these things to promote her glory and her power, even so the great false church today does the very same thing. And just as Tyre was sitting up on the very brink of disaster and going to be destroyed by God because of her wickedness and because of the way she treated God's people in Jerusalem, even so today the great apostate church is in a very similar position and is eventually going to be destroyed, as is predicted in that 18th chapter of Revelation. So what we learn about one applies very muchly to the other when we're talking about Tyre and the modern Babylon or the modern apostate church. And so what God says here in this 27th chapter of Ezekiel, in principle, applies also to the false church, to the great apostate church today, which is the greatest threat that God's people have in modern times. We're going to close at that point. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.